Hello. Could you hear me? Thank you.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hello. There are people that I don't know where what session goes. We have to wait, but Vicenzo, you are here, the first presentation. The second is Alio, that is not here. And the third,
I think I am the second presentation. Ursula Griebler.
I have one, tackling inequalities and improving life skills, Vicenzo. School health promotion, organization of services, Aliu. Sorry, could be there are some changes. Some changes. Wait a moment.
On the homepage, it's a different.
Yes. The last changes. You are the second.
I said that my video should be shown. I'm not sure if you.
I have your video. Do you want I put your video in the presentation?
Yes, for me. It's okay.
Okay. For you also? I'm going to prepare.
Yes, please.
Vale. Vale.
Hi.
Hello. Hello. Hello, Anna. It's a colleague of mine. And and there are Hector. Hello. Hector.
Hello, Rosana.
Hello, Hector. We need also, we have 2 minutes before we start, but with Vicenzo, Úrsula, Aranza del Valle. Aranza is not here. Ana, yes. Maria Blanquer is not here. And Hector, yes, and Jaime Barro is not here. Well, we can wait for 2 minutes. And all of you have a video, send me a video, and I am going to put it. Okay? Agreed? And I don't know the people that is not inside now, what they prefer. We wait 1 minute, and at time, at 5:30, we start. I'm sure the people come in. All of you have test your micro? Yes, no? Okay.
Yes.
Gemma Miranda is not part of the presenter. Is not going to present. Hello, Gemma Miranda.
Hello. I'm not going to present, but because I collaborated. Okay. Okay. Sorry.
Perfect. But and you know people that is not arriving now, like Aranza del Valle, or Maria Blanquer, or Jaime Barrio?
Gemma? Yes, I know Maria. I know Maria. Yes.
Maria
Blanquer.
Maria Blanquer. Yes. She's not in the group and she has to present. Do you know something?
Yes, I can call her.
Okay.
Yes, I'm going to call her. I'll let you know.
Yes.
Thank you.
Because we are going to start. Mira, Jaime Barrio, I am going to. Okay. Vale, Jaime Barrio is here. And Maria Blanquer and Aranza del Valle. Jaime Barrio, could you hear me? No. Bueno. There are five and a half, and I think we are going to start the poster session. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7 posters to present. Most of you record a video, and if you want, I am going to share with all of you. And we are going to start with the first poster, that is tackling inequalities and improving life skills at school with theater in mathematics. Sorry, because I forget to present me. I'm Rosana Peiro from the Valencian Office for Community Health. It's in the Regional Health Authorities from Valencia. And also I would like to thank you to be here in this meeting and to present the poster and to make the effort to concentrate ideas to share with all of us. And now, yes, sorry, we are going to start with the same, Vicent Zorrubino, de la Escola du Promobone de Salute de Dors, Italia. But really, I'm not the region. What region is it? And I'm going to put your video. Wait a minute. A ver, vista. I can't. We have a lot of things here and I can't now.
If you want, I can share the video.
This is not the video.
No, this is the slide presentation.
This is the, sorry.
We can't see any video. I don't know if you put it on, but we cannot see anything. We still see the slides.
Rosanna, if you want, I can share the video.
Maria.
We can't hear you either. You are on mute, Rosanna. You have to unmute yourself.
Could you do it, Vicenzo? Because yes. I see the video very well, but I don't know why you can see.
Okay, I can share the video.
I can't see anything.
Me neither.
We don't see and we don't hear anything.
No. Oof. I don't know what's happened. Vicenzo, we have to speak with our... with the technical, please, the technical. Now?
In the last few years, OECD PISA data 2015, okay. 2018, say that fear of mathematics has become the main obstacle to children's achievement of adequate levels of mathematical literacy. In Italy, the survey already said that more than 15% of students were underperforming in mathematics, and 30% of them felt greater anxiety about this subject. Furthermore, poor pupil performance decreases teacher self-efficacy and well-being at school. TIM, Theatre and Mathematics, will be an innovative methodology to teach math facing the fear of math. In fact, the main recipients of the project are mathematics teachers to whom the use of theater is proposed to create an innovative and inclusive teaching setting that allows to be more effective, especially with deprived children, tackling inequalities. TIM enables teachers to create a positive classroom climate and develop pupils' life skills. WHO also indicates theater as one of the techniques of participatory teaching of proven efficacy to develop life skills at school. Using a theatrical approach, TIM would improve both teachers' competencies and students' math efficacy. DORS accompanied the building process of TIM methodology through an action research design, having as a background the Bandura self-efficacy theory and Green's educational and ecological model proceed. The technology assessment began 3 years ago with a literature review about main constructs, and in parallel, the TIM project experimented 2 different theatrical approaches to teach mathematics: MatemArt from University of Turin, Italy, and process drama from University of Bergen, Norway. Using laboratories, focus groups, interviews, and qualitative tools as the life skill grid, the TIM has integrated the 2 approaches into a single methodology and validated according to the project hypothesis. At this point, COVID-19 health emergency forced them project to change the choice of implementation methods in schools, and it was not possible to train all the 100 teachers as foreseen by the project. Therefore, the evaluation of TIM self-efficacy and impact on schools will be evaluated within December 2021, with the hope of being able to carry out all TIM laboratories with 100 pupils in the four partner countries. The result. To date, the evaluation and validation process of team methodology to teach mathematics with the theater has made it possible to observe that the theatrical methods used by team train all the life skills, with particular attention to cognitive and relational ones. For pupils of both age groups, team creates positive emotional responses and reduces anxiety-inducing factors during a math lesson. All the students declare that they felt understood, accepted, and included during team's lessons, and that they learned something new in mathematics. Pupil and teachers trainers declared that the team teaches the concepts of mathematics and defined in OECD PISA report. Regarding teacher self-efficacy, we can say that it was at a moderate level before the training start. At the end of the implementation of team in school, it will be observed if there will be any changes.
The microphone.
Many thanks, Vicenzo. Very interesting project. You use 4 minutes. I hope the other people can use only 3. We are going to start with the second poster, evaluation of the H2NOE. Water schools in Lower Austria program to promote the water consumption in elementary schools, a non-randomized control cluster trial. Are you going to share or I share?
We're underperforming in mathematics and 30%.
You can share the video, or I can also present it. Either way.
I'm going to share. Could you hear?
No, we only see the Windows Explorer. We can't see the video.
No? You can hear?
No, we only see the Windows Explorer with the list of...
We
need to share the other...
Could you share, Ursula? I don't know why.
I think you have to click on something else. I can share my
now?
Screen, and if you stop sharing your screen, then I can share my screen and give the presentation quickly.
Okay.
Can you see my screen?
Yes, perfect.
Okay, so hello, my name is Ursula Griebler and I work as a researcher at the Danube University in Krems in Austria. In the evaluation of the H2NOE Water Schools program, we carried out a non-randomized controlled cluster trial with 22 elementary schools in Lower Austria that serve as intervention schools, and 32 that participated as control schools. The goal of the program was to increase the water consumption of elementary school children in general, and specifically that all pupils drink no other beverages but water during school mornings and drink at least one bottle of water each school day. At the baseline in autumn 2018, all pupils were invited to fill in a questionnaire with which we measured the beverage consumption and other outcomes. The children were between 8 and 9 years old at the beginning of the intervention. The intervention schools received free water bottles for all pupils and teachers, a drying rack for the water bottles, an information workshop for the teachers, and additional teaching material. And the control schools did not receive any intervention. At the end of the school year, and again 1 year thereafter, all school pupils were asked to fill in the questionnaires again. So here you can see the consumption of tap water per day increased in the intervention group from 3.9 glasses to 4.7 glasses after the intervention, and then decreased again to 4.4 glasses of tap water per day. You can also see that in the control group here on the right side, there was a similar increase of tap water consumption. But overall, the consumption was a bit lower. The proportion of children who drink only tap water in the mornings, in the school mornings, increased in the intervention schools and then stayed stable. So it was 50% in the beginning and then increased to almost 70%. Whereas in the control group, the increase was not as steep as in the intervention schools. And we did not see any difference in the proportion of children who drink one bottle of tap water during the school mornings, as you can see here. These were the goals of the intervention: only tap water in the school mornings and at least one bottle of water in school mornings. So, in summary, children drank more tap water after the intervention, but the same was seen also for children in the control group. The measurement of drinking habits may have been an intervention in itself, and we may have seen also seasonal effects. In conclusion, drawing attention to drinking behavior was probably intervention enough to spark the aspirations of school headmasters and teachers to focus on water consumption and consequently increase the consumption of school children. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you very much. Ursula, very interesting, really. I hope we can have time to comment some posters. Arantxa del Valle, the University of Girona, she can't stay with us, but she want to, I share with you the poster, the presentation. Really, I'm not sure if, nope, sorry, no, it's not this. Could you hear the video? Could you hear the video, please?
No, Rosana.
No.
We're not hearing either, seeing nothing.
Nothing? You can see now?
Yes.
Yes? Okay.
We can see, but we can't hear nothing.
Nothing?
We can see the video, but we can't hear if she's speaking or something.
I can't understand why.
Sometimes when you share the screen, it asks you to flag something that asks you to share also the audio of your computer. I don't know if it's like that. It's like that.
Curriculum and health activities are perceived as increasing teachers' workload and leaving them overwhelmed. Teachers have also stressed that they are not experts in health issues and not even qualified to deal with them. The aim of the research was to construct a health promotion self-assessment tool in secondary schools, useful to motivate reflection by educational community and guide the implementation of initiatives that improve well-being and empower students, teachers, and families in managing their health. The methodology used was a participatory research action, including health promotion managers, youth workers from local administration, and academic researchers. The resulting self-assessment tool includes 5 areas, 9 objectives, and 18 indicators deployed through a rubric. Each indicator was developed in depth, specifying the most appropriate resources and health promotion activities for each application. This scenario-based design provides schools with immediate feedback to facilitate promoting those determining factors that contribute to the development of healthy living habits, as well as eliminate those that impede healthy behaviors, that is, to increase awareness and reflection towards health promotion strategies. It is worth to highlight that the current situation dominated by COVID-19 has had a decisive impact on 2 factors that existing research shows as vulnerable in adolescence: security about the future and achievement in life. More effort will be needed to invest in considering how to provide environments and scenarios for future security and confidence. This is an important variable for the well-being of coming generation. Investing in health promotion is always worthwhile, but when this work is done with the new generation and within the framework of a school, is clearly an accredited and proven investment that should be prioritized.
I don't know if you can hear the poster.
Silence indeed.
Okay.
Yes, we could.
I can hear you. Okay. We go to the next poster. Physical activity and gender roles in the school playground, a descriptive study. Ana Cobos Benavent from Valencia. Ana, could you share your poster, your video?
I think so. One moment. Okay. Can you see it? Okay. Let's try to listen.
Hello, my name is Ana Cobos Benavent, and I will present the study called Physical Activity and Gender Roles in the School Playground, a descriptive study. For a start, there exist different gender inequalities related with physical activity in adulthood that start during childhood. The time children spend playing at school is one of the childhood moments where these inequalities appear. The main objective of this study is to describe physical activities children do during the playground time, the kind of games they play, if they occupy the same spaces in the schoolyard, and if these spaces and this type of games varies with age and gender. The methodology used was with children between 6 and 11 years old from a school here in Valencia, and was drawn right. It's a new methodology that consists of asking the students to draw themselves and describe their activity or game carried out during playground time and the place where they used to play in the schoolyard. The games they drew were classified according to their intensity into active, medium, and passive, and to their usual place in the schoolyard, center, or, on the other hand, corners. The gender analysis was made by educational levels to identify changes across age and by physical activity intensity or by usual place in the schoolyard. As you can see at the right of the page, we have 2 examples of the draw and write methodology. The first example is from a girl of fourth primary between 9 or 10 years old, and she drew herself playing cards in the library, while the other one is a boy of the same age that he drew himself playing handball in the center of the playground. We have a sample made with 135 boys and 134 girls. The 76% of the boys participate in more active play than girls. They just represent the 52%. 40% of the boys have more control over the center of the playground than girls, while the 70% of the girls represent in many more places than boys. They represent in the center and in the corners too, in both places. With all these results, we conclude that the way children play in the free time contributes to maintaining gender roles in their adult lives and decreasing the amount of physical activity they engage in. The schools have to incorporate the gender plans to the school years. And this is our presentation. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Okay. Could you hear well this poster? Yes. Pues I think, I don't know why when I share, you can hear it. Now we are going to the next poster, the School Menu Review Program of Catalonia, Spain. The presenter is Maria Blanquer Genovar, Public Health Agency of Catalonia, Spain. Maria, are you going to present the poster or the video?
I would rather present the video, please. The recorded video. Yeah? Thank you, yes.
The video?
If you can.
Could you share you the video? Because when I share the video, you can hear.
I will try.
Okay.
Okay. And Master of Public Health. I'm working for the Public Health Agency of Catalonia in Barcelona. And I will explain the School Menu Review Program of Catalonia.
I can hear it. You can hear it?
Of obesity in 2004.
Yes.
The World Health Organization
Global
Strategy on Diet, Physical Activity and Health began. Consequently, the Spanish Agency for Food Safety and Nutrition commences the NAUSA strategy. At the same time, in accordance with these strategies, the Public Health Agency of Catalonia initiated the PAS, Integral Plan of Health Promotion through Physical Activity and Health Intake. The School Menu Review Program, PREME, is part of the PAS strategy. It began in 2006 in collaboration with the Department of Education, offering a peer review of menu planning of all schools in Catalonia. The objective of the PREME is to improve the quality of the menu planning of the schools and to know the acceptance of the meals served in order to increase the nutritional quality of the lunches and initiate strategies that lead to reduced food waste. Since 2006, PREME has evaluated more than 6,000 menu plannings. The program is structured in three phases. Phase one, through the territorial public health teams, the requested full review is received, and the menu is evaluated and the report is sent to the center. Phase two, after 2 or 3 months, a new planning is requested along with an evaluation questionnaire. A new report is made comparing the evolution of the items evaluated and monitoring the implementation and acceptance of the suggestions for improvement. With the intention of expanding the scope of the PREME, we wondered how one could improve the acceptance of food safety at the schools. In this framework, we started the third phase of the PREME with a sensorial evaluation of the school menu. As it can be seen in these graphs, the percentage of compliance with the recommendations has increased in all the evaluated items between 2006 and 2020. The second graph shows the result of the student's questionnaire for the sensory evaluation of the lunch time from a sample of 2,297 children from 67 schools. The overall average rating from 0 to 10 points of the lunch experience was nearly 6 points, being the best valued aspects, the attitude of the monitors, the time available to it, and the lightening of the space, while the worst were the noise, the smell, the presentation, and the taste of the food. As a conclusion, we can say that the premium has a wider scope and has contributed to the improvement of key aspects of the menu planning of the schools. The sensory evaluation contributes to obtaining information about the food safe, the dining room service, and satisfaction of the diners in order to initiate strategies that lead to improved acceptance of the food and reduce food waste.
Well, thank you very much for listening. I'm going to stop the presentation, okay.
Okay, perfect, Maria. I think we can gain some minutes at the end of the presentations to discuss some points. And now we are going to present the next posters that will be presented by Héctor Muelas González. Hello, Héctor. Implementation of participatory strategies for the preparation of healthy menus in an educational complex. Héctor, could you share your video?
Yes, for sure. I'm going to try it.
I can see now. I can see no.
You can see anything?
When I try it,
I'm we going saw to try it, but we didn't hear anything.
Okay, I'm gonna try it again.
No.
Hello everyone, I'm Hector Molas and I work in the Valencian office.
The audio is very low. We can just a little bit hear it, but it's not enough.
Sorry.
I don't know why.
You can hear?
Yes, but she told us that the audio is very low. Can you try to share it, Rosanna? Or
Héctor?
Yes.
I am going to try. You have to leave to share.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I understand.
No.
Hola, que os puc ajudar?
Héctor, I don't have your video.
No?
Héctor, te perdona, soy el técnico, no pasa nada. Si ella no lo tiene, tú lo tienes, te ayudo a reproducirlo con el sonido.
Sí, me comenta que es que el audio está. Me comenta que el audio está muy bajo. Entonces.
Que el audio está bajo.
Sí, mira, hago la prueba. Mira.
Try to tell us like this.
Can you hear it now?
Vale, no, mira, cancélalo. Sorry, I'm just, yeah. Para primero el reproductor, sí. Deja de compartir pantalla, perdona. Y lo que vamos a hacer es, primero tienes el reproductor encendido, ¿vale? Mm. Ya lo tienes ahí puesto y entonces sí. En el modo de compartir pantalla te da varias, puedes elegir varias cosas. Tienes que elegir sí. El reproductor y el tick abajo de compartir sonido.
Perfecto, vale.
Vale, porque si no se oye a través del micro. A ver.
Vale, perfecto, muchas gracias.
Vamos a probarlo. Yo estoy aquí mientras tanto y cualquier cosa no, nos contactáis, ¿vale?
Vale. I'm going to try it again.
Hello, everyone. I'm Hector Muelas, and I work in the OVACS, Valencian Office of Community Action for Health, in the General Directorate of Public Health and Addiction of the Valencian Community. I am a nutritionist of public health, and I work in health promotion in the educational environment. And I'm going to start presenting the poster presentation entitled Implementation of Participatory Strategies for the Preparation of Healthy Menus in an Educational Complex. The planning of school menus is usually designed taking into account the fulfillment of dietary and nutritional criteria and contemplating the interest of the collective catering service. Although dinners are sometimes asked for their opinion on the degree of satisfaction with the culinary center, but they are not usually involved in a participatory process for the preparation of the menu. For this reason, a participatory strategy was devised to develop in the educational complex of Cheste, Valencia, Spain, a healthy menu agreed by means of a participatory process involving students, teachers, kitchen staff, parents' association, economic management staff, dietitians and nutritionists, and public health staff. Also, to advise on the preparation of a specification of food supplies for the Cheste educational complex, and finally, to provide training in menu preparation through a participatory approach. The method intervention strategy was carried out in four seasons with group dynamics through a participatory process for the planning of menus for people of school age, 560 inmates, and with special requirements, 370 elite athletes. Or the High Performance Sport Center to design a consensual menu plan and advice on the development of a specification of food supply that meet the dietary nutritional criteria of 20 and 18 menu guide of the Valencia community. The four seasons consisting of the first one, presentation of the participatory work, the second one, team building and establishment of a common language, the third, how to work on menu suggestion, and the fourth season, participatory preparation of menu plans. A proposal has been drawn up and agreed for all meal times of the day with the participation of pupils' kitchen staff, teacher, parents' association, economic management staff, dietitians and nutritionists, and public health staff for a real implementation in accordance with the nutritional recommendation of the 2018 menu guide of the Valencian community. In conclusion, the dynamics and strategies of participation for health issues can be used to resolve complex situations in community nutrition and achieve the acceptability of the established dietary guidelines. Thank you for your attention, and I hope you find this presentation interesting and useful. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Many thanks, Hector. And now we are going for the last presentation. Jaime Barrio Cortés, that is here. A health promotion assessment among international schools, Schools for Health in Europe's Rapid Assessment Tool. Jaime, we have problems, or I have problems to share the video. Could you share the video?
Hi, good evening, everybody. Yes, I'm going to try to share it. Please tell me if you can hear it.
Now I can't, okay.
Now I think it's going to start.
Okay.
Did you hear properly? It's okay because I didn't see you. I'm going to start it.
No, we can't see the video. We only see the Explorer.
No.
No?
Only the list of the files.
Okay.
No, I'm going to
share the different.
At the first time, did you watch it? The first time I tried?
Jaime, please.
Yeah. I'm going to try again.
Jaime.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to to share the video.
Okay.
Please leave. Okay, perfect. No.
That implements a structure. Hello.
Okay.
My name
you can
is
hear?
Jaime Barrio.
Yes,
and
yes,
I'm going
yes.
to introduce the poster entitled Health Promotion Assessment Among International Schools, Schools for Health in Europe's Rapid Assessment Tool. A health promoting school is a school that implements a structure and a systematic plan for the health, well-being, and the development of social capital of all pupils, teaching and non-teaching staff, and that applies the whole school approach to health. This study aims to assess the school's current policies and practices related to health promotion in SEC international schools using the Schools for Health in Europe Rapid Assessment Tool. In order to achieve this objective, we performed a descriptive cross-sectional study between February and June of 2019 using an online survey administered to the SEC international schools community with the SHE Rapid Assessment Tool following the SHE Guide 5 Steps to a Health Promoting School, and you can see these 5 steps in Figure 1. The tool assesses health promotion using a series of questions related to the whole school approach to identify the school community's needs and priorities. After administering the survey and debugging the data, a univariate and bivariate analysis were performed. We obtained 929 answers, almost 60% from females, and the range of age was between 7 and 77 years old, with a median age of 25.9 years old. The survived population attended to the 9 schools of the SEC educational institution, and they were almost 60% students, 21% teachers, 50% families, 3% management and team members, 1% counselors and psychologists, 1% administration and services staff, 0.5 catering, 0.3 nursing or medical staff, and 0.2 maintenance personnel. The SHE Rapid Assessment Tool is composed of 37 questions divided into 7 distinct spheres. These domains correspond to the evaluation elements, and the answers evaluate current and priority. In the diagram, we see the different proportions of answers regarding orientation, healthy school policy, school physical environment, school social environment, health skills, community links, and healthy school staff. In conclusion, we can say that approximately 80% of respondents felt that most of the needs and priorities in the survey tool were partly or fully in place and with medium or high priority, and that the SHE Rapid Assessment Tool was a starting point that identified SEC International Schools community needs and priorities, and it will provide future planning for action to ultimately become a health-promoting school.
We can hear you.
Well, we now finish all the presentation that all of them was very interesting, and we have some 10 more than 10 minutes for discussing. If you have questions, do you have some questions, aspects that you can share, comments, suggestions?
Yes, I would have a question for Hector.
For
Hector?
For who? Hector.
Yes.
For me, yes.
Yes, I wanted to know, because you investigated the school menu and with this participatory approach, and did you investigate also if the liking of the school menu changed after you changed the whole menu in a participatory research?
We develop a participatory menu with the kitchen staff, the teachers, the pupils, but we don't evaluate the satisfactory grade to the pupils. We haven't the possibility to do this kind of evaluation, because next year we have the COVID pandemic, and that was the problem to do that.
Okay. More questions?
I have another question
for Jaime Barrio, because we are working in health promoting schools in the SHE initial evaluation, and for me it's not very clear your schools are from Girona or from where? Where are your schools?
Our schools are located in different places of the world. We have one school in the in Catalonia. We have another that is called SEC Catalunya. We have another school in Galicia that is called SEC Atlántico. We have another one in the Almería, SEC Alborán. We have three in Madrid, SEC Santa Isabel, SEC El Castillo, and SEC Ciudad Campo. And we also have one SEC in Doha, Qatar, another in Alpes, and another in Dublin. So we pass them the survey to all of them, because we have an online survey that connects all of the schools. So we ask all of the school community to answer the questions. We know that she is only for Europe, but as we have the school in Qatar, we also included them in the survey, because we are following the philosophy of the SHE network.
What is SEEK school?
School for Health in Europe network.
No, she, yes, I know, but SEEK.
Is the name, is San Stanislav Koska, is the name of the educational group institution. It belongs to the Camilo José Cela University, is the name of the school. They are, all of them are SEEK International Schools, and it's the acronym of San Stanislav de Koska, because it was the founder like 125 years ago. The first one was founded in Madrid. And after that, a different family buy all of the school community, and it's been increasing since then.
And when you analyze the network,
yeah,
for each dimension, because each dimension have a set of questions, is the medium
We selected only all the answer that was partially or fully complete. So we have the median of that data, because as you know, there are like 6, 7, or 5 questions in each domain. But we thought for the poster, it was better to show the global data.
Okay.
I have a question for Jaime. Can I ask him about this survey?
Of course.
Jaime. This survey, so you had it in Spanish and English, or which languages?
Of course, we have an English version for Dublin, Alpes, and for Doha, Qatar, and we have a Spanish version, but this was the same survey because we
did
only.
You validate?
Sorry.
Did you validate the survey?
No, it's not validated because we are following the one that is uploaded in the CM website. So we only follow the one that is proposed by, if you enter the C website, you can do this same survey. The only thing that we put all the questions in a Google form questionnaire and we pass the Google form so we can analyze all of our data. Because if you put in the website, you only can see the data you had in that moment that you cannot analyze all of our 1,000 answers.
But is the she questionnaire validated?
I don't think so, because there isn't any paper about it. We are going to try to publish our results, but we know that it's a limitation that is not a validated scale. But it's the one they are using, so we are using as well, because we try to follow, as you see in the presentation, the five steps, and the second step is to assess the situation, and for assess the situation and the needs of the community, you have to pass that survey.
Okay, thank you, Jaime.
You're welcome.
Also, I would like to Vicenzo that for me it's very revolutionary to work mathematics and health and theater. How was the experience in the schools? Because it's difficult, no, for teachers to how they do it. Do you have some instrument to help teachers? Or
yes, one of the objects of the project was the training of trainers. And the project manager and the team project have prepared and finished the training of trainers in February. And then in each country partner of the project has scheduled the implementation into the school with the trainers trained. And the teachers, the math teachers were selected with the interest for the theater methodology and creative approach. So because they are the pilot team to implementation the methodology into the school. In Italy, last week, two teachers has finished the implementation into six classes. And we have collected the data, but we need the time to analyze the well-being perceived from the pupils and if the level of self-efficacy of teachers is more higher than the start of the project. So at the end of this year, we will have collected the data. We hope if the other countries will have finished the implementation into the school, so in Portugal, in Norway, and in Greece, we will have all the data to conclude the data analysis and have more results to explain the process of the methodology, the implementation. The main goals of this project is validate the methodology, but we need another years, the school of years to validate the efficacy, the real efficacy on the achievement in mathematics for the pupils, for example. So now it is like the first step for a new project. This is an Erasmus Plus, so the interesting is to validate the methodology to teach mathematics. So this is and to take care of the self-efficacy for the math teachers, and in the same time to improve the life skills with the pupils
and have a more high level of well-being at school.
Okay, many thanks.
Can I ask another question for Vincenzo? Yes. How old were the pupils, and do you have any information about the cost of training the teachers in this theater intervention? How old were the pupils, and do you know something about the costs? How expensive is it to train teachers?
The training in this phase of the project, the training is free. We have selected the volunteers, math teachers and volunteers actors that already worked with the pupil in the school. And the age of the pupils is 8 to 10, or primary school, or secondary, the first level of secondary school.
Secondary school, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. First level.
I have another question to Vincenzo. And how they the students respond for this? I mean, how they learn with the theater mathematics? It seems like very complex to me.
Yes, we have completed the pilot in Lacania in Crete, and with two class of pupils. And at the end of the pilot, after a week of implementation with using the theater and theater methodology to teach mathematics, we have collected the data to and we used a logbook to observe the climate, the perception of well-being, and work in a participatory and a cooperative setting. But I can answer to your ask only at the end of the implementation, because now we have collected 100 questionnaire from the pupils, just like just last week. But we haven't the perception of the pupils now. But it's not the main goals of the project, because the project is focused on the self-efficacy of the teachers and to validate the methodology. So this is the first step, but with the questionnaires, surely we will have more information about your question.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yes, because the pandemic situation has stopped some step of the project. We have achieved more goals than we thought.
Okay.
The last question. Someone have comment, suggestions, questions? Well, I have one for Maria Blanquer. You compare the menus from 2006, no? From now, no? How they improve? Do you have some guide or menus for the school, or that the schools have to follow, or each school use their own?
Yes, we have a criteria that the schools they have to follow in order to structure the menu, the items, the food, the everything, no, a lot of items, and they are published in different guides. For example, we published one in 2005, another in 2007, 2012, and now, the 2017, sorry, and the newest is in 2020. But and we use for, in order to compare the results from 2006 and 2020, we have used in this graph, for example, for the poster, just the common items, because the criteria have changed in the in 20 years in concordance with the scientific evidence, etc. For example, it has changed the frequency recommendation about the frequency of the red meat in the menus since 2015 because of the report of the World Health Organization about the cancer and red meat, no? Relation in red processed and red meat and cancer. So we have changed the frequency of the recommendations and as example, no? And always we have changed about the new recommendation, we change the criteria, we publish a new guide, no? And the menus, the recommendations, and as well the reports we sent to the schools, they are in accordance of the new criteria, no? We apply new criteria, we do a new review of the menu, and we make a new report, no? And there are a lot of difference between 2006 and 2020, but for this work, we had just taken the common criteria.
Many thanks. Many thanks for your explanations. And also many thanks all of you for your work, to share with us your work, and also for the people that has participated in this poster session. I hope they enjoy and learn a lot. And this session could serve us to learn and transfer some of these questions of our settings and work. Many thanks all of you. And we will hope we will see tomorrow in the next session, I hope. And thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.